Oasis Audio presents Call of a Coward by Marcia Mauston, read for you by Patty Fogarty. Part 1. Coming. The problem with promising God you'll follow him wherever he leads is that you just might have to go. I suspect it would be easier if you were certain of his calling, like stepping out the door and seeing the lilac bush on fire and hearing a voice commanding you. But when it's your husband who is delivering the message, well, that leaves a little room for wonder. At least that's how I felt when my husband rocked my comfortable, middle-class afternoon with his belief that God was calling us to pack up and move to a Mayan village in Guatemala. Chapter 1. Crossing Borders. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Anais 9. I lowered the sheet from over my head. Slits of daylight squeezed through the gaps in the curtains and tumbled into the room. My eyes swept the walls, probing every corner. The 8-inch lizard that had disappeared behind the curtain the night before was nowhere in sight. Lily, our 10-year-old daughter, slept beside me, a mummified mound under the sheet. My husband, Bob, had tried to block her view as the long-tailed creature scooted across the wall just before we got into bed, but she had noted the look of alarm on his face and turned in time to see it. I stared at the motel's whitewashed stucco ceiling, spotted with brown bug splats. Today was Sunday, the day we would cross the border into Guatemala, the place we planned to live for the next year. The place we had been traveling thousands of miles from our home in New Jersey to reach. We felt stronger now, more